basically the stimulus money or the recovery money that we received is helping. And a lot of states, I don't know how they would have made it without. The little state of West Virginia, we've done very well, so we've been very blessed and fortunate, but we're not going to go unscathed. With that being said, we're looking down the road. What happens in the post-recovery era? And how? What adjustments are we able to make? So that's where the strength comes collectively from all of us. So we're looking at best practices, whether it's in healthcare, energy, education. We're looking at all these. Infrastructure, we can really put people back to work. I think the next two quarters, you're going to see an awful lot of activity there, what people have been anticipating. And also the adjustments that need to be made. And you're seeing the federal government grapple with this. They have to understand that we cannot endure an unfunded mandate. They can't pass legislation without a funding mechanism. If they give it to the states, as they have helped us with our Medicaid and our education funds through our Recovery Act, and then come back and say, okay, now you're going to pay for the health care end of it, it would be devastating. So we're very much watching that, what direction they're going to take.